you are one guy, you're and solo and very beautiful sounds. And I don't know, I'm just curious also, what made you feel the need to have almost a title for yourself in with This Is Where Two Oceans Meet, rather than just saying, I'm Ted Martinez, you know? So
it was supposed to be a band. as with most bands, you find someone great and you start talking about doing stuff. And then about a week before the gig, I can't do it. Well, I've been gigging long enough to realize, you know, no one really hears those mistakes. You know, they taught me that in middle school band. You know, you make a mistake, you just keep going. And I've done that plenty of times on stage, mm-hmm. but without any kind of hiccup. So I was like, I need to do this. I can't just be, hey, this guy cut out. I can't. No show. You know, so I kind of just threw some little things that I had been jamming together on my loop pedal and busted out my drum and just went and did it. This is Two Oceans, Where Two Oceans Meet was kind of the name that I had, you know, gathered for that project. It was going to be two loopers together, and I thought that was just really cool, but, well, it was so cool, I had to keep it.
So what is it about the sound of looping instruments and the style that intrigues you?
Again, it started from necessity. I couldn't find people to play with all the time. So once I finally got one, here's my little jam buddy. I have a reliable band partner now.
So what's kind of the most interesting thing that somebody has said to you about your music after a show?
The venue owner once came up to me and told me how he started drifting kind of into his own little world and in his mind while he was listening, and almost like a meditated kind of state. And I really appreciated that. I've had some people message me from Austin and say how beautiful it is and how they just felt all these emotions running through it. And I guess that's really cool because there's no words, so I'm not trying to project any certain, you know, emotion or idea. It's just the sound, and people kind of take it in their own, let it evolve in their own sense, in their own mind. And I guess it makes them feel.
Well, how do you feel when you're playing?
Serene. There's always that nervous feeling because looping it's not easy, and it's so easy to ruin the whole thing. Just like, oh, I pushed that button at the wrong time, or oh, I dragged on this one note, or rushed to this other. And unless you scrap that loop, you have to kind of compensate for that mistake every time. Oh, here's that mistake again. Now here's that same mistake. It's a little nerve-wracking, but most of the times I get it right, and that's just like a release. This, you know,
those mistakes you've made, though, I mean, have they, I imagine they've probably grown into other ideas and other songs, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a big lyricist, writer, but the few things that I have written, my favorite ones are misinterpreting, like, conversation, just... did you really say that? No. Well, I'm going to write it down. So, yes, mistakes, they can turn into really great things.
Who are some of the musicians that you've listened to, both locally as well as, more national, international musicians that you admire?
Like bigger bands, like Interpol was a really big influence for me. Not so much on the style of playing, but in the tone and the sound that they have, which I think is probably a bigger part than what you're playing. If it sounds good, it can be very simple. And most of the times that's what my stuff is. It's very simple, but I try and use the right phrasing and shape it with the right tone to make it kind of glitter a little bit and sparkle. Mm-hmm. Other bands were like Menomina. they had this one CD where you could tell that they wrote everything with loops, and it's very clean cut. And, you know, this stops here, this starts here, and this is repeating. And that always had a really, really big influence on me. What was it called? I Am the Fun Blame Monster by Menomina. That one, whew. Like locally, I'd played in several bands, but I always liked what I did with Cure for the Radio.
Mm-hmm.
When they were still around. Verisimilitude is another really great local band. They just rip that stuff up. And Chris Conde is another one that I really admire. He's a really talented guy.
Cool. So with this in mind, and musicians that you admire in other places, and you referenced earlier about developing your looping style out of necessity, you know, do you ever hope or think, you know, that, oh, well, I'd still like to, you know, have other people play with me, or are you satisfied just, you know, doing things on your own?
The control is intoxicating, I'm not going to lie. It's, I have two musicians that I, you know, truly trust with my music. And I've been working with them ever since my CD release. And, you know, they're just great. And I don't have to tell them what to do. They compliment. They don't try and write any leads over anything or try and, you know, change anything. They enjoy my music, so they want to compliment it. And I really appreciate finding people that I can trust like that. On the other hand, this next CD, I want to write it more to be performed by a band. Like, I'm going to need them mm-hmm. to do these songs. Of course, I'll still be able to do them with loops. I can always adjust for that. I don't want to make the CD and the live performance completely mirrored images. I want people to, oh, I didn't, I better come to the show. Did you hear what happened last time? Da 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 da. And that's, so I want to write this one with my full drum set, throw bass, lyrics, more leads that aren't necessarily looped, to try and make it a full band, a full sound, and have, you know, this cooperative work done with it.
Well, where do you play? Last question, where you normally gig at?
I usually do one Wednesday a week, a month at J&O's Cantina off South Presa. Other than that, like St. Mary's Strip, go out to Jack's Patio out by 281. I've been trying to do more art galleries, though, than bars. I've been doing bars for so long. And I guess with this music being so... It's not very high energy. I listened to some of the old CDs I did with other people. I'm like, gotta take a chill pill now. But so this stuff is very mellow. People can talk over it and talk to each other while still enjoying the music. It's not so demanding for an audience. So it's been really good to play in those kind of areas, you know, where people are looking at other art and, you know, trying to, I don't know, talk and converse and enjoy the night.
Your music becomes the soundtrack to the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Ted Martinez, this is Where Two Oceans Meet. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good.